Hey, am I speaking with Mohammed?
Speaking.
Hey, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. You just called me. Sorry I missed your phone call. I was just finishing up with a client.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you for the callback.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Are you you're a referral from Abe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, from, that's what I thought.
From Kafka?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Abraham, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He told me about you. So you have a bail bonds company, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one quick second. What's the name of the company?
Riddler's Bail Bonds.
Riddler's?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Like Batman, right?
Uh-huh.
Riddler's Bail Bonds. All right. Let's see. You're based out of Santa Ana, right?
That's my main location.
Okay. Got it. Here we go.
Okay.
So you have the Google business profile right now, which is good. 18 reviews, 4.9 rating, which is really good. Looks like you have a Yelp listing. Let me pull this website up real quick. And you said you have multiple locations. So are you, you're servicing Orange County though, primarily, I'm assuming, or?
And LA County.
And LA County too. Okay.
I have a location in Redondo Beach, Torrance, Newport Beach, but they're like some of them are pretty much they're like ghost locations, you know, just on the maps just to generate business.
Got it. All right, that makes sense. That way, because the thing is with your industry, unfortunately, like. Google ads, we can't run those, you know, Meta ads, they don't allow it either. I remember back in the day they used to, and it was amazing, right? But your best bet is basically a local search engine optimization, or not your best bet, but your only bet, essentially, to get traction on Google. Yes, sir. So that's what we could offer you. There's off-site and on-site SEO. On-site's like through the website. Like metadata, blogging, et cetera. We don't really focus on that. We focus on the offsite search engine optimization, which more has to do with like the backlinks, your Google business profile itself, and the keyword phrases we're optimizing you for, you know?
Ooh.
So I know, is that something you're interested in though? Running
search engine optimization? Do you actually deal with bail bonds company?
Yeah, so we do have a few, right? And they've been with us too. Me personally, I'm not managing any clients that are bail bondsmen, but I know we do have a few throughout our company. And they've been with us a long time too, back when Google Ads was allowed for it, you know? So we do have experience. Our technicians though, when we do SEO, we don't like guess, right? We run the analytics to target you for how people are searching in that specific area. And you know, through the local SEO, unfortunately with ads, you could target as far as you want. But with the local SEO, it's going to be based off of that location within a 5-10 mile radius max, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay. Sure. And what's the success on this?
The success on it. So our timelines, right? Because I want to be real clear, right? We focus on exposure, right?
Yeah.
So we can't guarantee, obviously, like a specific amount of calls or anything, okay? Mm-hmm. What we do is we get you placement. So the timelines we send you in writing, right? Day one at sign up, you'll have access to a tracking and reporting system. That way you could just see like what we're doing and your results from one convenient location. It's going to be a good tool for you to manage reviews too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To 10 days from startup, we're going to have your indexing done. Meaning we'll have you submitted to Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Yelp, and Meta. Okay. We do make you the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories. Like it all has to line up with what we do on Google. Okay?
Yeah.
7 to 14 days from sign up, we'll have your Google listing fully optimized, and we'll have the post set to run weekly. Now, for you to rank on the first page of Google, though, for the keyword phrases we're targeting you for, and we give you 20 keyword phrases total, that timeline is 45 to 60 days.
Okay. Are there, you know, I used to advertise, but then.
Okay.
But then I had some bad experiences with different kind of, different companies.
Mm. Sorry to hear that.
You know, yeah, and then I just stopped getting, doing it. And after my friend referred me to you, I said, hey, you know what, let's give it a shot. Since he said he gave positive feedback on you guys.
Yeah, he's awesome. I'll tell you this too. I would be your account lead on this, right? If you choose to move forward. I'm sure Abe told you I'm super active with my clients. So all you have to do is basically call if you have any questions or want to make changes. But the company, we've been around it for 20 years. And we're local to you too. We're based out of Fountain Valley.
Fountain Valley, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm in Irvine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what else? Do you guys have, can you name me, do you guys deal with any big bail bond company or?
We're not working, so when Abe mentioned it to me, because I don't have any bail bondsman companies, right, that I'm working with, I researched it, right? Because we offer like Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, Meta Ads, so I wanted to make sure, you know, I was getting you into the right package. That's how, you know, so I knew about the Google Ads and Meta Ads prior to calling you. We're not working with any bail bondsmans in California. So the two companies I found are in different states. And unfortunately, we're not able to give their information just because it's like, what do you call it, for privacy. On our website and our emails we send you, we have like a list of current client testimonials. And those are all clients that approve for us to put them on there. But unfortunately, none of those are bail bondsmans, you know.
Mm-hmm. I just want to have an idea of the success in it, because not any bail bonds company would go to a certain company to run ads.
Well, you can't run ads, right? Google Ads and Meta Ads, it's not possible. I know the two companies that I looked up, though, one of them has been with us for 15-plus years, I believe, and the other was over 10 years, you know?
Yeah, I guess, is it nationwide that pay-per-click is not allowed, or is it just California?
When I looked it up, it was nationwide. It was Google Ads is not allowed. And the two companies that I looked it up for, too, they were just on local SEO packages.
Yeah, man, it's so hate. Yeah. I don't know why it's so much hate against us.
yeah, it's crazy. Because I've been here 7 years, but I worked for two other SEO companies before. So I remember that other company I was with used to work with Lipstick Bell Bonds. And I know for sure they did Google Ads, you know. But unfortunately, Google made a change, I guess, and no more ads for Bell Bonds.
Yeah, even Facebook won't even allow you to put ads.
Well, they're intertwined basically now, you know. So,
my main focus is to find the best way to merge clients towards me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want my phones to ring as much as they can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, you know, whatever it takes to make that happen, move forward with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we specialize in. Just looking at it, you know, you're going to need more content in the posts. The indexing is going to be super important. But everything that we do is geared towards getting you that placement. You know what I'm saying? So if that's your goal, we can absolutely make that happen. but it's not like an overnight thing, right? Like that timeline is 45 to 60 days for you to start ranking. Now, if we had an ad package for you, we have those up way faster, but unfortunately, we can't do those. Just so you know our rates, because with our local SEO package, so those are month-to-month, no contracts. We're a performance-based company, so you're not locked into any contract. Also, it'll obviously be a set flat rate because there's no, like, lead fees, click fees, or anything like that. So your pricing will be set at $199 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
What's his name? Abraham told me I should try out the $600 package.
I would love to get you into that package because then you'd have Google Ads, you'd have Meta Ads, right? But unfortunately, I can't get you into that one. So local SEO is included in that package. So basically, the way the $600 package works, right, the $599, 300 of that goes towards Google Ads, and 100 of that goes towards Meta Ads, right?
Man.
We can't run those ads for you though, you know, so your bet, like I don't want to charge you for something we're not doing, you know, so the local SEO package, which we call our pro package, would be the best fit for your industry.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what to say.
Hey, the plus side is it's $400 less, you know?
yeah. That's true. Thank you for being honest, you know? You know, because other companies would just say, you know, I've dealt with them. They didn't really give me results, and they were taking a chunk, at least $300-$400.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, ads, we'll run those for you right away. We're Google's cousin, you know? Like,
yeah.
No, I've heard horror stories, man. But our company, our main goal is client retention. We want to keep you on long term, you know?
So you said $199?
Yeah, it'd be $199 for the pro package. Yes, sir.
My rating, can I pull it faster up or it has to take up to 60 months?
No. The ratings we could get rolling right away. So what's going to happen, right? Let's say you're like, all right, let's do this. We want to move forward. I have to verify business info, you know, schedule your client interview, all that good stuff. We're also going to send you an email, right, to add us as manager to your Google page. So you still own it. You just add us as a manager. That way we can optimize it for you, okay? And yeah. With the reviews – oh, go ahead.
And the more the more locations I have, the better help it would help me out.
Well, great question, okay? So the more locations you have definitely can help. One of our clients that we can give their information, right? It's on all our emails and stuff, is Extra Space Storage. They have multiple locations, right? But the big thing, when you have multiple locations, you have to have a different phone number for each location and obviously a different address for each location. Now, we help with that too. Like we have what's called call tracking numbers, right?
Yeah.
They're not necessary, but for a multi-location, usually it is, right? Unless you have multiple phone lines. But you're going to need a different number on each listing. And each listing will have its own individualized optimization, basically. So, am I making sense, though, of what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
Okay, perfect. So, by doing that, by having your own individual optimization for each location, it's going to be able to show in like that 5-10 mile radius, you know, for each location.
Apparently, I only have two numbers. I have an 800 number and a local number I use for multiple locations.
Right. So, you know, what we would do if you did multiple locations with us is you would have to use a call tracking number on those other ones.
So we'd have to change those numbers then.
Yeah, so let's say you did the Santa Ana one with us first off, and you have conflicting numbers on all the other, like, Google business profiles currently, because I haven't pulled all those up yet, you're going to want to use a call tracking number even on that one location. That way you don't have the same number on every location, because it's going to hurt your optimization.
Wow. It's interesting that nobody has mentioned this to me ever since I've been advertising.
Yeah, they probably, you know, either didn't know, or they, you know, they were just trying to, yeah, exactly, you know. But our thing, like, your success is our success, you know, so we would not tell you. You know, because okay. Then you don't rank, and you're unhappy with us, and nothing works out, you know. So we have to tell you that, for sure.
Okay, then we're going to have to change the numbers. That's what
So, do you want to start with one location, or are you trying to start with multiple? Let me ask you that first.
Let's start with two locations.
Two locations. Okay. So, hold on.
The thing is, I'm kind of worried of changing things on Google for one of the locations, because it's a ghost location. Then Google might come back and say, you know what? It might take it down, maybe, and then I'm going to lose that location for good.
Yeah, so sometimes they do require video verification, right?
Yeah.
So, to my understanding, what you said is it's a ghost location, meaning you don't really have access to that area for a video, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, and it was an old address, and it's always been there, and it just doesn't change.
Okay, okay.
But we could locate two locations that have an 800 number. One of them is two locations that have different numbers pretty much.
Okay. Is any of those ghost locations? Like?
One of them is, but we could just stick to it with the number it is available.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
The Santa Ana is the main one. Which,
okay.
That one's perfect, actually. And then another location is 800. Well, that Santa Ana is going to be 714 number, I think. And then the other location is going to be 800 number, probably somewhere in L.A.
Either Santa Ana is the 800 number. Yeah,
is it?
Hold that one up. Yeah, yeah, that's the 800-420-7214 number.
Okay, perfect. Then the Redondo Beach or the Torrance location could be 800 number, and we'll stick to one of those.
Okay, okay. Got it.
And then I'm opening another location. I have another location. It's an actual location, actually, an office in off of Huntington Park, I think.
Okay.
I have not done the video on that location for Google, which I need to do.
Yeah. We have a team when they started making those more, like, relevant, you know, we have a team that works on that all day, every day. Obviously, you still have to do the video, but they kind of just walk you through the process, you know.
It's ridiculous.
It easy. Yeah.
Well, do they have to have this video for every location, or is it only bail bonds for any business?
It's any business now. So what happened, right, was it was locksmith and garage door primarily, where they were opening up, like, locations that weren't, like, valid, or they were claiming other companies like businesses, right? So Google started making it way more, they started making those video verifications and advanced verifications more relevant, you know? So we're on top of it, you know, is what I'm saying. The ghost locations, though, so first off, let me ask you which one, the Santa Ana one, right? That's one you definitely want to promote. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Redondo Beach, maybe, or Torrance, either one.
Okay, give me a quick second here. Let me just pull this Google page.
Check which one has a different number.
Yeah, I'm going to check that right now. Riddler Spellbond. Redondo Beach, California. Let me pull this one up first. Okay.
Redondo is
the same number.
Redondo is?
You know what? It came up in Hermosa Beach, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the 800-420-7214 number. So,
okay, how about Torrance then?
Let me check Torrance real quick. California. Torrance the same, man. 800-420-7214 number.
Wow. Oh, man. Okay. How about Newport Beach?
Newport Beach. Let me see. Newport Beach, yeah, 714-790-3030. I'll start to take you at them all under the 800.
Yeah, I don't even pay attention, you know?
Yeah,
I don't notice what you tell me.
Yeah, I'm sure you're busy all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, so now, what I'm going to have to do is, my other next two locations right now, one location I opened up already, I guess I'm gonna have to do a different number. It's gonna be an LA location. And I think I'll get business more in LA. A lot more.
Well, you know, what I'd recommend to you, cause you have, so the Santa Ana one, like definitely do that. That's right by the Joe house too, right? That one should do really well. And then the LA location, you have an actual location too, right? Like, or is that a ghost one?
No, it's like a build. How it's an office in a building.
It's an office in a building. Okay, that's perfect.
Like you
that's
know,
perfect.
It's like a month. It's those ones that you rent. The
yeah,
office,
so you have a
mini
number
spaces.
And yeah. I get you. So the LA one, because what I don't want to do, I don't want us to go in and change these numbers on the Newport, right, or the whichever one's the ghost locations, right?
Yeah,
and then
because they're gonna go down.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't go down. It'll go into re-verification, but
yeah,
if you can't re-verify, it's a problem. Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And they actually took down Santa Ana location for some reason one day. I don't know why. It just sudden happened, and then I had to verify it by paperwork.
Right.
Okay. By this weekend, I'll go to this new location. I don't know how to... I've never done this video thing.
Mm-hmm. We can help you with it, too. It's no problem at all, you know?
Okay, perfect.
All right, give me one second. So let me enter. So you're thinking Santa Ana and L.A., right? We do those two?
Yeah, Santa Ana and L.A. And,
okay.
And Newport.
Okay. And Newport. All right, so give me a second. Is Newport...
That's a different number.
Yeah, it is a different number, so we won't have to change it. You're right. Okay. All right, so give me a second here. Let me put the Santa Ana location in first.
I think, do you guys do, for instance, if I had a malware virus or something, you guys fix those?
No, we don't. So I know what you're saying. We work with, like, IT company, and we have our own IT guy that can fix something like that. That's more prevalent, on the website itself, which is through like on-site SEO. We're doing the off-site, which has to do with the indexing, the Google Business Profile, right? The keyword optimization. So the short answer to that is no, though. We don't really help with malware or anything like that.
Okay. Even how about, you guys fixed the website so it could go with the ads?
So the website, right now, you have the SSL certificate. You have the phone number at the top, right? So those are the main things, really, on the Google scan.
Okay.
Basically, when we do a website, we have to redesign the website completely. And we're not really known completely for our website. You know what I'm saying? Like, even Abe, like, they kept the same site, right? So
okay,
I think
will
your
work
site's
for
good
us?
As is. Yeah,
okay,
it'll work for you. 100%. Yeah, I checked that, like, right away, too. Okay, so let me enter in the Santa Ana information.
Okay, from your experience, what's your feedback on the website?
I think it looks good, man. I've seen a lot of websites, you know. This one's straight to the point. The main thing, the phone number's there. I mean, if you need a bail bonds person, I don't think you're going to go in and critique the website super hard. Like, you're going to call.
You're just going to...
I think it's good enough, brother. You know, they want to get out of jail, man.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's what their main focus.
Right, right. Hey,
I have an e-bike company too.
Do you really? But, okay.
It's a kickstart. I haven't really done anything to it.
Okay.
No website or anything, but we'll think about that later.
Yeah, I'd recommend start with like however many we're starting with, 1, 2, or 3, right? See the results, and I'm confident once you see the results in this, you're going to stick it out with us and add more locations too, you know? So let me just get these. So I got the Santa Ana one in. All right, let me make sure I got to add a profile. I'm going to add the Newport one, but Newport, we're not changing the number. So I'm going to notate that heavy too. All right, give me a second. All right, there's Newport.
Hey, Abu Ahmed's not here. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you're good, brother. All right, let's see. Okay, so the address on the Newport, right? 1225 West 17th Street, 6 Suite A, so we're keeping that. I'm just kind of talking to myself right now.
yeah, no problem.
Santa Ana, it is 1225 West 17th Street, right? Suite 6?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. And then, I'm sorry, what was the LA one?
I have not done that.
Oh, okay. Do you have the address for it?
Yes, I do. I hope it qualifies. Yeah, I found it. 718 South Hill Street, 3rd floor, Suite 305, Los Angeles 90014.
Is that right?
0014.
0014, okay.
Yeah.
I just need to
set that one up, that location.
Yeah,
it's like in the heart of LA.
No, I see it right here. It comes up in my system, like, so it should be good. Because I know you were like, hey, I hope it qualifies. It'd be good for us. Like, I'll send this to the team that does the advanced video verifications right away. That is ran by this guy named James. He's amazing. He has a team, obviously, too. But I'll make sure he's on top of that location for you. Okay.
Do you want?
You already started the process, right?
I can give you the access.
Oh yeah. We're gonna need access on all three of these. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. That email will get sent to you in the confirmation emails too. I just gotta make sure I have all the addresses down here real fast. Okay. All right. So Newport 714 number, right? For the other two addresses, we'll use the call trackings, right? Do you want those all going to that same 714 number, though, is what I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Okay. So every call needs to come from 714-365-5054.
Well, the 800 numbers are – the 800 number is already retracted to the 714 number, then the business line.
Okay.
This is not my business line. You're calling me on my personal line right now.
Okay. So you need the call tracking number then to go to the 800 number? Is that correct?
No.
Or, okay.
No, the 3030 number.
The 3030 number. So 714-980-3030. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the business line.
Okay. So give me a second here. Oh, yeah. I see that now on the Newport. Okay. All right. Let me change it. Bam. Okay. So I'm going to send you a text right now. I know you called me, but I just want to make sure you have it. So I'm going to send you my direct line and extension. Again, I'll be your account lead on this. Okay. And I'm going to send you an email too with the full outline of the program. You're also going to get confirmation emails, your welcome email with your login credentials for your dashboard, and you'll get your initial invoice too. What is the best email address for you, Mom?
Riddlersbellbonds@gmail.com.
RiddlersBailBonds@gmail.com. Perfect. Okay. Let me shoot that first.
Paul, I'm gonna do. Is he going with me? If he's not going with me, keep him here.
I think you should block something.
Right. So
I can take care.
Okay. And then just for account purposes, your last name, is it, it's A-L-K-A-B-B-A? Is that correct?
A-L-K-A-B-B-A-N-I.
Okay, got it. A-L-K-A-B-B-A-I, right?
A-N-I.
A-N-I. Okay, got it. Perfect. Yeah. All right. So next step to this, what I need to do is secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you, which just outlines our service agreement, that everything is month-to-month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. This is where they go over all the fun stuff, your keywords, basically, okay, for the three locations. Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. All right, perfect. And you got a lot of addresses, so which one's the billing address?
400 Limestone.
400 Limestone. And is that in Irvine?
Number
612. Okay.
Irvine, yeah. California, 92603.
Got it. Okay. So 400 Limestone, that's in Irvine, California, 92603. And what was the... 92603. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What was the... You said there was like a suite number too, right?
612.
612. Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Alright. Give me 1 second. I was just making sure I was setting everything up here. Okay. Okay. The card you're going to be using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Alright. And ready for that card number when you are.
Three seven six seven.
44800. Okay. 764002. All right.
Expiration date? Gonna be 729.
All right. And the 4-digit code on the front.
8737.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions I already asked you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Riddler's Bell Bonds.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Mohammed Al-Kabani, I'm the owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And
yes, I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What was the question?
Yeah, I would get questions on that one too. So let me explain it. Basically, the way it reads first is in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So all that means, don't hire another company to do your local SEO because we're handling it for you. We don't want them to get in there kind of mess with it, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. I always get questions on that, too. It's worded super weird. All right.
It's a bit different. Weird.
Right.
Okay.
All right, give me one sec. All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is September 27th, 2024, for a 3-location pro package, okay? That amount will be $597. When your term is completed, it will automatically renew each month on the 27th day and the amount of $597 for the 3-location.
So
okay.
So each location costs $200?
Each location is $199. So, yeah, that's how it gets to $597. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. What if the 3rd location, I couldn't do it?
What do you mean?
I couldn't set it up. I couldn't set it up to move. Wow.
So that's part of what we do here, right? So what will happen is our team is going to help you with the video verification or advanced verification if needed. So our timeline to get that done for you is 7 to 14 days for your Google listing to be live.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's part of what we do. You just add us as manager to it. And we're rocking and rolling.
I'm getting a call. Give me a second.
Yeah, take
your
time.
Give me a second. I'm getting a call. Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir. Alright.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm gonna go back to where I was. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Go ahead.
Do you recommend I do these 3 locations or just focus on 1 Orange County and LA only?
You know, initially I was saying the Orange County and LA, but I always want to do what you guys want. I think ultimately you're going to end up doing all your locations with us. So, I mean, 3 locations is perfect. I did already process payment too for the 3 locations,
Okay.
Trust me, once you see the results, brother, you're going to love this. You're going to get your bike shop in too. I might end up having an e-bike soon.
We also sell catalytic converters too.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Okay. You know we'll all need one of those, man. Okay. Man, I'm excited. I hope you're excited too. Good. You're going to be my first Bell's Bondsman that I'm working with, right, as an account lead. I promise you, anytime you have questions, if I don't have the answer, I'll make sure to get them for you too, okay? This should be a slam dunk for you. Okay, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. I introduce you to this tech too. This is where they do kind of like the setup, right? Like keyword phrases, they'll ask a questionnaire on your business too, just to make sure we're targeting it correctly. Now, the soonest appointment they have is going to be Monday at 7 a.m. The latest appointment they have is at 2 p.m. on Monday. We usually have a 3 o'clock slot too, but it's already booked up. So what time would work best for you? Let me ask you that first. We have a 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9, 10, 11. The 12 is booked too, actually. 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and the 3 p.m. is booked.
Yeah, I can't do any of them.
Okay, okay. What about Tuesday?
Okay, what time?
7 a.m. We have a 3 p.m., the latest, because we typically close at 4.
Okay, 3 p.m. Tuesday.
3 p.m. would work? Okay, okay, awesome. Give me
how long will it be?
So usually we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so.
Okay, I can't then.
Okay, okay. Give me 1 second. Would you need a 4 o'clock? Is that like what would be best or?
Yeah, and okay. Do I have to have something prepared for you guys?
You don't. You don't. I'm going to send you the email. Over the weekend, you're going to want to add us as manager for the Google page, right? So that's all you kind of have to do on your end. And then our advanced verification team will call you, too, about the location that you're still verifying. But for the interviews, that's where they just go over the keywords to make sure we have everything correct before we hit publish and send everything out, you know? Let me check with Caesar on that side. Give me one quick second, okay? Let me see. He might already be out of here, though. I just messaged him right now. What about, you don't have anything early on Monday? Like 7 a.m., 8?
Sorry?
What about early on Monday, like 7 a.m. or 8 a.m.? Or
can't.
Yeah, okay. I can. Okay. When's your next availability?
On a weekend.
on the weekends. Got you, got you.
It'll be
Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday, what time?
4.
4, okay.
I have a family, so I'm pretty much...
Me too, brother. I work here, I coach high school football, I got my family, I get it, you know? I want to accommodate, but the guy that I need the approval from on a 4 p.m. slot, right... Caesar and
Call me Monday.
Okay. So what time on Monday can I?
We can schedule it Monday.
Okay. What time on Monday?
There's no time specifically, but not too early. Anything after 8:30.
Okay. Anything after 8:30. Okay. And this is just for me to call you about the 4 p.m. slot, right? If that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Do you? Just so we have something on the book, do you have any time in between 7 to 4 that would work for you?
I could probably squeeze in an hour, 30 minutes, just 30 minutes.
I could tell them to make it quick. I just want them to hit those keywords, make sure those are right. And then they send you all the confirmation emails as well. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry?
So the client interview, they go over, like, your keywords, right? They go over a questionnaire on your business, like, main goal for your client, slogan, yada, 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 right? I could tell them to make it quick, like, hit those keywords. You know, our client interview team is really good. But I just need a time to schedule you into, you know?
Okay, we'll do 12:30 Tuesday or Monday.
Okay, 12:30 Tuesday or Monday. Okay, give me one second here. Okay. Let me put it in for Monday, okay? One quick sec. Oh, hold on. Caesar's messaging me, too. Okay. Give me one second here. This is right on time. So this is...
No back. Nothing? Well, come on, I know. It's hidden. Oh, thank you. Oh, it's hidden. Okay. Oh, boy.
Give me one second. Caesar messaged me, so I'm just waiting on his reply now, okay? I thought he was off. In the meantime, while I'm waiting on a response from him, let me just explain these emails to you, too. Are you able to pull the emails up right now?
Yeah. Let's see here.
So the first one I want you to pull up is a local splash initial invoice.
Welcome, local splash initial, okay.
Okay, so in the initial invoice, okay, yeah, you're going to click that blue hyperlink that says please click here to accept subscription terms, okay? When you click that, that is going to show you everything that you're paying for in writing. It's everything I went over with you. Now, the only things that are not included on there, okay, when you're scrolling through it, is going to be my site custom website, right? You don't need that attached. Facebook ads, Google ads, and Google guarantee, just because it's not available for your industry, okay? But everything else is included on there. so you could take your time reviewing it.
You get Yahoo and Bingo?
Yeah, yeah. So if you look at directory submissions, right, you're going to see Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, and Apple Maps are the main directories we're submitting you to.
Okay, so those work.
Yeah, yeah, all of them. Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So that's probably my main ones that you guys would be doing the SEOs.
Right, yeah, search engine
they don't have, sir. Okay, now I guess most of the business is built from there since Google's not allowing us to do it. Okay, I submitted it.
Okay, perfect. So now you should be on the username and password screen, right? So your username,
yeah.
Give me 1 second. All right, so your username is going to be your phone number. It's going to be the 714-365-5054 number, okay? No spaces either, so just the digits.
Uh-huh.
And then your password is going to be all lowercase letters, all one word, cool profit. So that's C like Charlie, O like Oscar, O like Oscar, L like Larry, profit. So P like Paul, R like Robert.
Perfect.
Oh, okay. Did you get in?
I didn't recognize it for some reason. No.
Ooh. Okay. Cool. So the phone number, you have no spaces in it, right?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Profit,
okay.
P-R...
O-F-I-T. No, F-I-T.
Oh, profit.
Yes, sir. Profit.
I thought profit like a profit.
Right.
Profit money.
Gotcha. Just let me know if you get in. Shit word. See,
yeah,
Caesar gave me the yes on the 4 p.m. too, just so you know.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so I'll book that in just a second.
Okay, we're working on your account.
Okay, so basically after the client interview, they'll have everything filled in, okay? But it's going to say if you want to add some photos, please click here. If you click on that, that will take you to the media page, right, where you can put your logo, cover photo, you know, business photos. I doubt there's business videos for this industry, you know, but any media you want to put on there, that's what we use for the listings, okay? All right, now I want to show you how to always get back there, too. So if you go back to your emails, go back to the email that says, welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, let me open my... Important, please add Local Splash.
Yeah, that's a walkthrough on how to add us to your Google business profiles.
Welcome to Splash. Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash.
Now, okay, I'm going
to... Yeah, pull that one.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so it'll say, hello, Mohammed.
Welcome
to Local Splash, yada, yada, yada. And then it has your credentials for your dashboard. Okay, the username, password, and it has a link to be able to get back to that dashboard. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We do have an app for it, too.
Oh, you do?
We do, yeah. So after the client interview, what they'll do, and the app works with your call tracking number, too. So on your call tracking number, if you wanted to, like, text from that actual number, right, you can from the app, and it has the whole dashboard in it as well. So basically, after setup, they'll walk you through downloading the app as well, and it's included. So it's free of charge, and it takes 0% battery, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. The other email that you're going to want to take a look at, there's going to be action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That is for what's called an advanced verification. But the thing is, two of your listings, they're already verified. So they won't need that. And then your third listing, it sounds like it just needs a video verification. So for right now, I would just skip the action needed email. I don't think you need to submit that. Okay?
Okay.
the one that's going to be really important is the one that says important, please add us to your Google Business profile, okay? If you have trouble doing it, they could walk you through doing it in the client interview, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, did you want 4 p.m. on Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, Monday works.
Monday, okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite in just one second here. It's going to say local splash, a CI, which just means client interview, EN for English, okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming, okay? And the way this works is they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay? All right, so let me shoot that to them right now. One second. All right, perfect. I got feedback from Caesar, too. He'll make the 4 p.m. work for you for sure. So I just sent it to him right now as well. All right. Any questions for me right now?
This is Billabong's been like a part-time thing for me. So it's not full-time because it's not generating enough work.
Really? Okay.
It's full-time.
What do you do full-time?
Now it's just
curious.
Catalytic converters we manufacture and sell.
Oh, that's good, man. Okay. So the bell bonds, you just kind of do this on the side type of thing. Okay.
Uh-huh, yeah. It used to be my full-time job.
Okay.
Until it died down. Yeah.
Got it.
There's just so many rules, laws, like, you're trying to sponge it out.
Right. I don't think the work, though, hasn't died down. You know, it's probably just there's so much competition, it's important for the ranking. So this should help you. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's a side job, man, your side job should make you some good money for sure. You know?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. You know, it has its peak seasons.
Right.
But then it goes down and then just dies down for like 2 to 3 weeks and then picks up just on and off like that. But it's not, I can't live like that.
Right.
It's on a weekly basis, midweek.
No, that makes sense. When people, I'm just curious, so when they call, like in the... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, when they call, like during the day, are you able to take those calls or do you have somebody else kind of answer them for you?
No, I take them. If anything comes up, I just have somebody take care of it.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I have an agent on call.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, this should work good for you. I'm excited too, man. My first bell bond's been cut.